from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
A preview of the weekend, including a conversation with the great actress Helen Hunt. That must have been pretty nice. She's like an amazing woman.
Yeah, it was strange, Larry, because I reached out to the Steel City Con people, which is basically Pirate Fest. Since we have Robbie in here, it's Pirate Fest for nerds,
which I consider myself
to be an expert on both. But so I reached out to them and I said, hey, you know, we'd like to promote this. Do you have any celebrities that we would be able to speak with? And the gentleman said, yeah, we'll get back to you. And I'm thinking, you know, I'm going to get... No offense to any of the celebrities attending, but then they were like, oh, we got Helen Hunt. She'll call you tomorrow. Like, oh, okay.
That's
Helen
incredible.
Hunt from.
Yeah. And ironically, as good as it gets with Jack Nicholson was on last night, and I didn't know you had interviewed her. So I was thinking, man, I really like her. She's a great actress. And she's been in so many different movies.
She's been doing it forever, hasn't she?
Castaway.
She's 61.
Yeah, so if
you've been doing it forever.
Yeah, I was talking to her about this, and there was a flurry of time in the mid to late 90s where it was just hit after hit, where she ended up with one Academy Award for As Good As It Gets and four Emmys. And she talks about this here in the second cut that I put in there, Larry.
We made Twister between season one and season two. I'm mad about you.
That must have been such a crazy time to be on that hit show and coming out with this blockbuster movie.
And then the next year I did As Good As It Gets and Mad About You at the same time. It was bananas.
And you won?
I won a whole bunch of stuff.
Academy Awards, Emmy Awards.
Yeah, one of the sleepers, actually, there's a new Twister movie out now with a whole new cast.
Twisters. So it's a standalone sequel with an S at the end. And that movie has revitalized interest in the original, which she tells me she watched with her daughter over the pandemic.
I think the new movie coming out kind of got people excited about the previous movie, so that was fun. It's funny, people were starting to talk about it more anyway. Maybe it's just the amount of time that went by. And I know for me, I don't ever go back and watch things that I've done. I find it sort of depressing. But I did watch Twister not long ago because during the pandemic, I realized my daughter had never seen it. We were stuck at home. So we watched it with some friends and we all said, wait a minute, this movie totally holds up and it's really fun to watch.
Helen Hunt.
I think she was doing her dishes while I was talking to her.
I thought I heard a chicken in the background. I don't know what that was about. Robbie, you a fan of Helen Hunt's work?
You know, I don't watch enough movies, if I'm being perfectly honest with you. So I'm obviously aware who she is, but I have not watched any of her films.
All right. You want to meet Priscilla Presley?
Would love to meet any of these
Martin
people.
Martin Sheen. We mentioned Weird Al, Jennifer Grey, Dennis Rodman, Ralph Macchio, Elizabeth Shue. something about her. I was like, she was in a show years ago. And a whole bunch, including Chris Jericho.
Yeah, the wrestler. We got Billy Zabka, who's Johnny Lawrence in the Karate Kid movies, and now Cobra Kai, which my kids are watching. They're 14 and 13. So wow. they went through Karate Kid 1, 2, and 3, and Cobra Kai rejuvenated that franchise. They're making a new movie with Jackie Chan and Ralph Macchio. That's going to be coming up. So what's old is new again.
That's amazing.
Mark Summers from Double Dare. If you're
now I remember Mark Summers. Yeah, that was right in my wheelhouse.
Yeah, me too. So if you're our age.
Lorraine Bracco was in Goodfellas, and that got her a role on The Sopranos, but as instead of a mob wife, she was the, you know, psychologist that dealt with Tony Soprano. Did you ever watch The Sopranos?
Not much, but I'm actually a friend of a friend, a guy named Louis Lombardi was in that show.
Of course,
that
he
show
was
for a while.
Louis Lombardi, you've got to be in
New
something.
York guy. Yeah, I don't watch it. That's one thing where I lack. I wish I had more pop culture knowledge for stuff like Andrew's talking about right now.
Well, you're busy
just to have that.
Yeah. It is tough to keep up with some of the current stuff, but whenever you have stuff like Twisters, which is the standalone sequel to Twister, kind of mixes the old with the new a little bit.
So these Steel City Con and this case in Monroeville.
People
just
Center.
Line up.
And they get a lot of celebrities. I've seen over the... I've looked names. At the... These are monster names.
So, me being the nerd that I am, the level of celebrity has significantly gone up since, like, 2018. I mean, you there's a couple... Like, the co-creator of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is going to be there. That's exciting to me. That's not exciting to most people. I get that. But when you have somebody like Martin Sheen, West Wing...
Martin Sheen.
Helen Hunt, who, did Mad About You, which was a hit show with Paul Reiser. And then in between seasons, she does Twister. And then the next year, she does As Good as It Gets.
And gets an Oscar.
And Castaway. I mean, this is...
You would wonder, well, why is she still doing this? Because they make a lot of money, Robbie.
I'm sure it's a nice paycheck to come here, sign some autographs, take some pictures.
Yeah, she does. And in the last clip I have, she does talk about why she... decided to do this, and as you can tell from hearing her in the previous clips, she's a little bit soft-spoken and introverted.
I'll tell you, my best friend is Helen Slater, who's the original Supergirl.
Okay.
So she's very used to having fans that attend events like this, and she just, knowing my personality, said, you may never do one. You absolutely must not. You're too introverted. You're too shy. But I finally didn't listen to her, and what I found were a lot of very sweet, very effusive people. I found it brought out the best in me, because it's hard to be in a bad mood when people are genuinely excited about whatever your work has meant to them.
Wow. But she makes a good point.
She's
I feel
right.
like I know her, though, from watching the movies. You know what I mean? You feel like if you met her, it's like, oh.
She was very kind.
She sounds really pleasant.
It's still weird to be on a phone conversation with somebody that you grew up watching, and they have like all these awards and everything, and they're just like, hey, yeah, what's up?
It's just like when Robbie called me back after I've been trying to get him on this show for weeks and weeks. Yeah, I'm in Texas. Yeah. I'll be back. So City Con this weekend?
Yeah, so it's at Monroeville Convention Center today through Sunday. You want to go to steelcitycon.com. This will have the times and the tickets. Like, for example, Helen Hunt is only going to be there Saturday. So you need to see that schedule there, and it gives you the prices and the times. They recommend you get tickets before you go, because they might be sold out at the door. And if you don't get to see her this Saturday, she's going to be in Akron, Ohio. That's the closest she'll be on September 28th, doing a screening of the original Twister, along with a Q&A after.
Andy Lindbergh, our digital king. Thank you.
And local nerd.
And local nerd who wants to meet...
King of Comic-Con.
That's it.
I'm going to meet Weird Al for the first time in 30 years.
Give him our best.
He was my first concert in 1996 at the Icy Light Amphitheater, Allegheny County Rib Fest.
That's so sad.
I know. So sad. Hey, you know what would be funny? You see Weird Al, like, hey, Al, just eat it. Remember when that one of his songs?
He
did the Michael Jackson spinoff of Beat It.
I kind of liked Amish Paradise,
Amish Paradise. What else did he have, Andrew? I know
all of them fat.
right.
Remember he did Instead of Bad. Comes out and he does the show. He does a Nirvana Smells Like Teen Spirit. He does Smells Like Nirvana.
Oh, that's right.
And he comes out. He goes backstage and puts on
the
costumes
outfits
that he wore in the music videos. So
that's
getting
cool.
That's incredible. Good for him.
Well, you're going to have a big weekend.
It's gonna
look at how excited he is right now.
And that's how you stay relevant after. I mean, how long Big Al's been or Weird Al's been doing this for? At least 30 years.
As long as I can remember.
40.
40 years.
That's amazing. Good for him.
Thank you, Andy.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.